Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Braves taking on the chin, an unusual low-scoring game in Denver, 2-1. And unfortunately, they don't get to 500, but they do win another series, do the Braves, Carl, but wrap up the month. Just a game under 500 and feeling a lot better, as we said, with Brett Boone about the Bravos.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, Sale today.
Didn't get no run support.
No. But this has been, when we've lost, this has been the issue. I mean, we've had halfway decent pitching, but you're still not getting what we thought we'd get at this point in the season, Mike. I have to look at the averages as far as, you know, and it's a little skewed because we had won 9 of our last 11, which is during that stretch going into today. We had scored probably more runs than any point in the season, but it is interesting. But, yeah, Braves, man, look, we're headed in the right direction. And how good do you feel now heading into this weekend versus – let's just say 2 weeks ago? You would have felt completely different.
Right, and hopefully Ronald Acuna is going to hit the ground running. But one thing for sure – you're going to still have to do some shopping at the trade deadline. It's hard to see this bullpen getting, you know, to a point where you're really feeling confident in it night in, night out, but it showed signs. Obviously, you win, you know, 8 of 10 there for a good turnaround and beating up on bad teams. I had somebody say today, well, the Rockies stink. Well, yeah, I mean, they're horrible. That right fielder's a butcher. But, hey, man, you gotta take what they give you.
Mike, I started watching this Karen Reed doc.
Oh.
You guys know about this? So, and I'm a junkie for this stuff. Like, Michelle's always like, murder! And I'm like, okay, right, relax. But Karen Reed allegedly hit her boyfriend. He was a cop in Boston. And I started watching this doc. It's on Max. And this thing is unbelievable. Like, and again, I say alleged because I have not, I've only seen like the first episode, started watching this.
It sure seems like she hit him with the car and left him for dead.
That's what it seems like.
I'm no legal expert.
That's what it seems like.
And they, again, all you have to do is create one juror's got to believe that you're not proving the facts. And they've tried to spin this into some sort of police conspiracy that somehow the cops conspired to make it look like she did it.
Yeah, and I don't know which way this goes, but like I said, I'm in episode one. I'm totally hooked. And there's more and more news coming out day by day because people are watching this thing as the trial is played out, and I'm just like blown away. But one of the jurors, or should I say witnesses, was like, yeah, she said this. I hit him. And she said that she overheard Karen Reed saying that after finding her Boston cop boyfriend dead in the snow, but she claims that she's innocent. Anyways, I don't know how this shook out, but Mike, how is a cop dead in another cop's yard?
Right. Well, that's where the party was.
And nobody knows what happened.
Well, they were outside. The couple goes outside. She hits him with the car.
I know. I watched the first. I'm just saying, the idea is nobody knows how it played out.
Something else going on.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. Anyways, I'm hooked on this.
I think she did.
It's a great doc. That's the thing about this. Right. You remember that great doc we watched a few years back, The Stairs?
Yes.
You remember that? And it was like, did the husband do it? And that was like eight or nine parts.
Well, I always go back to my father when I was a kid, when my parents were separated. Those great days, Carl was living with my dad, like Peter Pan. No rules, no laws. Dad would come home. How's the case? What do you got working today? He goes, I got a homicide in Brooklyn. I go, what happened? Oh, the husband did it. Spouse always does it.
Yeah,
well, if you're looking for the one-armed man, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's always the spouse.
Well, that's the thing on these TV shows, like CSI, right? It's always that's the case. Right. But anyways, if you've not checked this out, it's like one of those docs people be talking about.
And there's some great documentaries right now on Netflix. The Boss, we just talked about the Celtics city. Even though I could care less about the Celtics, that was super compelling. That was a great storytelling from Bill Simmons' production company.
Well, I like the way they went way back and gave you the foundation and then leading you all the way up to, you know, where they are. But I just had to share that with you. 404-726-0929. All right, so we find out what the Braves did, which was nothing today. And then as far as the Falcons, it's funny. Zeke hits me up. He says, are we going to get Cousins questions all summer long? Dukes, if so, this is why he needs to be out of here. Well, I just think this is the first step. First of all, we didn't expect him to be at voluntary workouts. That's number one. Right. Number two, now that he is, and again, you know, Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, you heard him just moments ago on the show say, look, he's doing everything. I mean, like, this is no different than where we were at the end of last season. Guys, he's not being a distraction. I'm going to tell you this. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to be a bad teammate if, in fact, he's going to be here. It's just the fact of what you're talking about, Zeke, which is we get to camp. You're answering questions. This is still, you know, it's right. Looming. Oh, is somebody going to come trade for him? Does he still want out? Those are the things that you could just, it right. would be out of here.
Look, I mean, we always were the assumption, the feeling that there would be some kind of market for Cousins, and if not, they would just simply cut him and eat it because they don't want to deal with the distraction. But like, here's the thing. There's nowhere for him to go. I mean, it's one thing like, okay, no one's going to make an offer. They'll just wait for you to cut him. But now it's like, even if you cut him, I'm not sure that anybody would be calling him necessarily unless there's some major injuries day-to-day.
All right. Well, let me ask you guys this. Do you think that this whole, maybe the meeting between Cousins and Arthur Blank, maybe that's what was discussed? Like, hey, look, we'll do what you want you to do.
Just be a good soldier and just play ball.
But you just need to come in. Right. You know, what if that was the conversation?
I mean, it could be. Kirk is, like I said, this dude... I thought I knew this guy. I thought we had this guy figured out. And that's why I'm so disappointed, Carl, that this guy turned into like this. I mean, I don't even know if he's aware of how it comes off, how bad it looks. Maybe he's not aware of it. Because all the stuff I saw on Netflix, on the quarterback special and everything else, looked like a real genuine guy. And we were always enjoying our conversations on and off the air with the dude. But to sit there and say you're not healthy after you told everybody you were healthy, and I get it. Fontenot created this mess by drafting Penix. And by the way, it's not anti-Penix. Penix is going to be a star, but you just do one or the other, and they just created this thing. Eventually, this thing's going to come to a head, too. But if Cousins can – here's the thing, Carl. Is he going to keep his mouth shut, or is he going to get antsy as we get closer to camp or when camp starts and start to, I don't know, use some leverage and not show up? And do the Falcons even care if he doesn't show up?
No, but if he's at – if he's at voluntary workouts, he's going to be there.
But that's also, again, right now, part of, you know, fulfilling the contract and is a percentage of showing up. I'm not saying he's going to dog camp out, but right now I just think it's all about him living up to his obligations to get his contract secure, make sure he makes his loot.
Look, I agree, but I also think if you do that during the season now with a new CBA, you're losing out. Like,
right. You don't get the money back.
You're not getting the money back. So, listen, when has Kurt ever given up money? Never. So I don't feel like that's what's going to happen. And by the way, don't you want to be a good teammate, Mike, for whatever situation you might be in next? You've got to try to overcome the image of whatever happened here. Whatever's perceived to have happened outside of the walls of Flowery Branch, you've got to sell whatever team you potentially want to end up at or go to that, hey, I am still that dude, and some bad stuff happened here, but I'm able to overcome that. I don't know how it's going to play out, but that's a great question. It really is, Day-Day, because if he acts up or he is he starts to make demands and stuff like that, Mike, I just don't think that goes over well. I just don't.
But like I said, you try to handicap the situation.
You can't.
I mean, it's bizarre world, you know, but you do feel that, you know, you hold on to him. And look, you've always said post-June 1, but if you hold on to Cousins – and you take him through camp, and Kirk's a good boy. And maybe that's to Day-Day's point, he and Arthur, they've said, like, here's what you're going to do, you know, and no distractions. And then, you know, invariably there are injuries. Invariably there will be a team that, you know, even if it's for depth, if they've got a young quarterback. So right now there's none, but there doesn't mean there won't be in July or August, I should say.
By the way, speaking of the Falcons, just to rehash, Drake London's fifth-year option picked up. Duh. They needed to do that. They were going to do it. So you start looking around the league, and a lot of the stars that we've talked about, Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson, all these guys, their option has been exercised. There have been other guys who they did not. Mike brought this up. Kenny Pickett's option, not exercised with the Browns. So, you know, you look at this and you say, all right, what is Drake London? 3 years in, you know. 3 years from now, we're going to know about Xavier Watts. We're going to know about Jalen. We're going to know about James Pierce Jr. You will know if they are legitimate and whether or not they're going to be potentially, you know, long-term option for your team. But Drake has certainly shown that. So they picked that fifth-year option up at $16.8 million. And, Mike, the next thing for him will be his second contract.
Right.
They will, you know, begin to look at that down the road after this season and see what that's going to look like. The irony is Kyle Pitts, going into his fifth-year option, is playing for that next contract.
Right.
And if he has a career year, Mike, this is going to be one of those tricky things that we're going to talk about. When you say, okay, one good year, not so good, not so good, not so good, a great year.
Well, let's hope that, you know, here's the thing. Worst case scenario is the best case scenario. Pitts balls out, 1,000 yards, 8 to 10 touchdowns, and now we just franchise tag him. And then you just hold on to another year and then play it like that. Now, it's not ideal for the player because players obviously want the guaranteed money of the signing bonus because you could be injured the next year and then you're out a blank luck. So, but Pitts, like I said, there's no slam dunk answer. I always say defer to Randy about how they use him in this offense. It's a Rams. Tyler Higbee did not light the world up in the Rams offense. It was the three wide receivers that did. And maybe it's a shame. And maybe Zach does expand the playbook for Kyle. But, you know, Kyle's got to have the want to warrant it in the first place.
You could always go three wides. You could go, 11 personnel if you want to and do that. I mean, there's no reason why he can't play more outside.
But that's the thing. He can be a de facto wide receiver. That's what's so frustrating.
Hey, man, big news today. We've been talking about it all day here on the show, and that is the Falcons are fined $250,000 for the prank call by Jeff Ulbrich's son. Jeff Ulbrich apologized today, spoke to the media, and mentioned they called the Sanders family. He talked about the whole line of things that played out. But he also gets fined $100,000. And so hopefully this is it, Mike. We can move on now after this, you know, shenanigans has played out. It was not funny. We all know it was insensitive and certainly disrespectful. But at the end of the day, all we can do is accept the apology and hopefully turn the page.
Right. It was just another chapter to the bizarre weekend that was Shador Sanders draft weekend. One thing about Shador, man, I think he can beat out all these guys. I really do. Now, again, where the valuation is on where he was supposed to go, that's, you know, Mel Kiper and these guys can rant and rave. It is what it is. But I'm curious to see, you know, just first things first, Gabriel, pow, Pickett, pow, and then eventually Flacco, and then you're the man. And then, you know, yes, you're going to be underpaid, just like Russell Wilson was as a third-round pick back in the day, what we were hoping for with Ritter. But I will say, he's hit the ground running in Cleveland. There's already video today of Shador Sanders speaking to elementary school students somewhere in Cleveland, so he's doing work in the community already.
That's great. And here's the good news, and we haven't talked about it because there's no reason to. He's not starter yet. But if, in fact, that turns into the situation, Mike, he can get to a second contract faster than these guys in the first round
because
there is no fifth-year guarantee.
Correct.
So that is a great possibility for him. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Turtles got the night show. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Hey, thanks to Benjamin. Cody Benjamin, thank you. Cody Benjamin from CBS. Mm-hmm. He stopped by the show. Rewind, check out what he had to say about our draft. Brian Baldinger also on the show today. Great stuff from Baldy. Hey, tomorrow, another big show for you guys, as Thursdays are always a lot of fun, Mike. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Braves, get ready for one of, if not the biggest series, right? At this point in the season, you said Acuña's going to work his way back. I don't think he's back, obviously, this weekend, but the fact is he is on his way back.
I mean, look, guys who want to rag on Snicker, I'll give you something I would agree with you on. I would have preferred to see Chris Sale pitch against the Dodgers. Ironically, he gets no run support in Colorado.
Me too.
But Ian Anderson, his second go-around, Grant gave us the blowdown on this yesterday. It's a whole new reset on how many times you can get up and down. So he's been reassigned. He's down there DFA'd to Gwinnett. But eventually, Ian will get back up. This is one of those games we'd like to have Ian Anderson had started, wasn't eligible.
That's a good point. Hey, behind the glass, Big O, great job as always. Day-to-day executive producing. We're chasing more football guests, guys, throughout the course of the week. And we're going to start to analyze what our foes in our division did. New Orleans, Carolina, also Tampa. So we've got all that on the way for you as well. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, are you of the opinion that all the good nicknames for sports teams have been taken already? Hard to come up with something original.
I am.
Well, for those of you following the NHL, and I'm a huge fan, the Utah team, which has been Utah Hockey Club, nice job, as they moved it from Phoenix, as you know, the Coyotes, they're going to apparently be called the Utah Mammoth. There were woolly mammoth remains in Utah, and people go visit those remains, so that's why Mammoth was on the list. Beats out the Outlaws and Wasatch, as in the mountain range. That's a terrible name for a hockey team. So the Mammoth, they're not confirming it, but something leaked on social media, as it always does. Mammoth, by the way, great trivia question, was the name of Van Halen before David Lee Roth said, why don't we just call yourself Van Halen? But anyway, the Utah Mammoth coming soon to a rink near you.
That's interesting. Hey, Xavier Watts, we spend a lot of time on Jalen and James. But Xavier may be the most accomplished player we drafted, guys. I'm talking about ready, plug, and play. 13 interceptions in his last two seasons at Notre Dame. One career touchdown allowed. We're talking about over 1,100 snaps, and this dude gave up one touchdown? 33.9 passer rating allowed over the last two seasons. You aren't making plays on this guy. And, oh, by the way, he won the Nagurski trophy, Mike, for the best DB. Like, All-American? He's got everything you could ask for. And he's a guy that we hadn't even really spent time on. Yeah, I love Jalen, dog. Mm. I like James, but Xavier Watts might be a difference maker.
Stud.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't.
Your alma mater had to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Release a press release over your coach's girlfriend.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.